back to Between Two Aeroids, a podcast where we talk about houseplants and botany and everything in between. I know I have been gone for a while. I was moving, as I told you previously, and just kind of settling in. But we are back with a plant profile. And today's plant profile is going to be Macaulay's Finale, a philodendron that is known for its fall autumn colors and just some gorgeous growth in between. I mean, they range from a very dark true green and start out as like this beautiful red, transform into this natural looking orange like the fall appears. Macaulay's Finale was a cultivated species from Robert H. Macaulay. He was born July 27th, 1915, and survived until July 1977. He was a veteran of World War II in the Air Force in Europe and carried out a philodendron hybridizing program in Orlando, Florida. When he passed, Howard N. Miller continued his work, and when he retired, he then no longer helped find these beautiful bright colors that could be easily used in landscaping. So his wife, Robert H. Macaulay's wife, Ann Macaulay, finally took over. And she was a housewife while her and Robert were married, employed at the Survey Research Center for the University of Michigan. Earlier years, she was a civilian employee in the Pentagon during World War II, and that's how her and Robert first met. In her free time, she also enjoyed synchronized swimming, but her and Robert later started bamboo nurseries. And they now have 17 different hybridized houseplants that, or landscape plants, depending on where you live in the country, that are now in the plant industry or plant. After he retired and began to care for these thousands of houseplants, after Dr. Miller retired, she began to care for thousands of plants that they started to hybridize, taking on her husband's legacy, making sure that he was still carried on through life without not being on this plane anymore. They were looking for a self-heading philodendron, which means that they have an upright growth habit with a thick stem, giving more of a tree-like appearance. Usually have large leaves, stiff stems, rigid enough to hold the plant up right for several years, also usually having a tight internodal spacing, just meaning there is less room in the nodes to propagate. So like if you think of your Thai constellation, they have less of an internodal spacing than your Monstera Albo, and that kind of more out of the norm. Or even a regular Monstera deliciosa, they have a lot more space between the nodes in which you can propagate. So this plant was patented, I believe, around the 1990s. They had to list the differences between the Prince of Orange and the Black Cardinal, because these are also two hybrids that they, or cultivars that they produced. The Prince of Orange is different from the Macaulay's Finale in that it has an orange leaf that matures into a yellow-green, more of like a chartreuse, while the Macaulay's Finale has a bright chestnut color. New leaves are medium green with a dark chestnut red shading. They do have a similar leaf shape, and they also both are self-heading, but the Macaulay's Finale truly brings in a sense of autumn in your home all year round. So if you're from somewhere like California where you don't get much Autumn, this is a great plant to have so you can kind of have that autumn feel. I know once I moved to Colorado, I truly didn't understand how leaves change color. I mean, there are reds, there are deep orange, there are reds and deep orange on the same tree, and it's just such a beautiful sight. We're now getting into winter, which it's nice. We had such a long fall. But the best care for the Macaulay's Finale is it can, since it is a cultivar, it is very hardy. They can tolerate air conditioning and frequent waterings and lack of fertilization. But when it is given adequate light, it will keep that very known chestnut red color. I mean, when you look at a Prince of Orange, I've seen some that come in almost pink, like the newest leaf that comes out of the cataphyll, which is just the little sheath that covers the new leaf, come out almost pink. So this one comes out a very deep, deep red, almost brown mixture. It performs best when you water it weekly. You give it fertilization through the growing season, which in most cases is from March till October or even early September. It's also resistant to bacterial leaf rot, fungal leaf spot. So if you want a plant that is super hardy, and you see this mostly in cultivars, plants are able to handle a lot more harsh conditions. So this means you still gotta water them weekly, but it doesn't mean that, I'm trying to think of, like, alocasia, they call for spider mites in a stressful situation. These are not those kinds of plants. They are also claimed to be hardier than the Prince of Orange, and I wanted to highlight this because the love story between Robert and Anne, that she wanted to keep a lasting legacy for him, and that's why it's called Macaulay's Finale, because for her, this was his last show in the plant industry, and this is the legacy she wanted to leave for him. And I will say you don't see them often in nurseries, and you definitely don't see them often grown into large specimen. So it's a sweet love story. And I know this is short and sweet. And next week I want to talk about spider mites and pests, because now with winter, it's becoming a lot more prevalent. I know I just battled a bunch of spider mites on my plants. I'm still battling them. And they just come in because it's getting colder. Thank you for listening to this last episode. Bye.